Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April 18th. And then it was this morning, overnight E-buy prices were May corn down a penny and three quarters at 428 and a half, May wheat down a penny at 536, and May beans down 8 cents at 1141 and a half. We did have a sale this morning, 138,000 metric tons of meal to the Philippines. The weekly export sales, light on the wheat, 128. It's 222 new crop, cancellation of 94 old. The corn, a total of 566, most of it going to unknown in Colombia. The beans, a total of 748, again going to unknown and to China. The bean figure was pretty much on par with what they were looking for. The corn, a little bit light, wheat, very light, but the beans were down anyway. We'll see what happens here this morning, but you know, it doesn't look great. We've got crude oil up 28 cents a barrel. No help there. The dollar is steady. The metals are a little bit stronger here this morning. But, you know, yesterday I said in my email that I felt like yesterday's rally in the bean market was kind of a dead cat bounce. That certainly looks like the case here this morning. We're trying to hold the support in the July-November spread between three over and three under. Hopefully we can hold that by next week and, you know, maybe see something positive at the end of the month on the first notice day. So between now and first notice day, I really don't see much bullish news out here. Weather around the country, maybe a little wet, a little cool. A couple of thoughts of some snowflakes here and there in the plains, maybe the northern plains, but we don't really see it affecting things too much out here. Obviously, the market doesn't seem too concerned at the moment. So I think we're at where we've been at, which is pros looking to sell rallies and funds looking to maybe buy some on the breaks out here. But funds are still heavily short. Got them short 260 corn, 104,000 wheat, 143 beans, 19 meal, and 24,000 oil. So there's plenty of grain to cover if something can spark it, but we don't see anything really until, like I said, the end of the month, and we see what first notice day brings out here. So that's really about it. Not a whole lot of news. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.